Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And Jim, first win of your career as a head coach at BSU. Did you get to keep the game puck last night?
You know what? Coach Amber presented me with that puck in front of the team yesterday. So, yeah, that was that one will find a special spot back home, no doubt.
Did you get a lot of texts and phone calls after last night's game? I know Twitter erupted.
Yeah, you know, obviously in this building and with the roof, it's tough to get reception, but I just happened to go to a spot and my phone just blew up. It was just boom, boom, boom. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And how hard was it to unwind after last night's game and fall asleep? Was it just going through your head all the motions from all the excitement?
Well, yeah, I was definitely still a little bit wired, and it took me a lot longer to finally doze off last night than it did Thursday night. As you know, our long day, I hit the pillow Thursday night and I was out, but last night, yeah, it took a little longer.
After last night's win, what was the one thing or things that you were really impressed with this Beaver squad?
Well, I think the thing that was most impressive to me was our response after Robert Morse tied it. I really thought we stepped up our game and, you know, got a big power play goal by Stephanie Anderson off a great pass from AJ, Alexis Joyce. Just, she showed so much poise as a freshman. You know, she makes a perfect saucer pass and Steph just rifled it. And then Tugi makes a great play. She gets in the shooting lane and blocks the shot and goes in on a breakaway and buries it. And I thought that was definitely the dagger. But it seemed like our game just went up a notch after they tied it. And so to me, that was very impressive.
On the other side of the puck, there were a lot of penalties called in that second period and a few in the third. Your team had too many players on the ice penalties. Is that just first game jitters?
You know what? The first one, we had a player coming off, and she was actually at the bench, and then she decided to stay back on. And, you know, the responsibility of the gal going on the ice, she just was anxious. She jumped into play. And the second one, I just happened to talk to the linesman downstairs because I thought our player was at the bench. Our player coming off did not touch the puck. But the way he explained it is she jumped over the puck. And had somebody been playing it, she technically becomes involved in the play. So I'm certainly not going to argue it. It was their call. And it's just one of those things. It's, you know, it's a learning process. We'll just talk to the girls about just making sure when the puck's anywhere near the bench, you just got to be really aware of that and make sure your line changes are done in a manner that there's not going to be a penalty called.
Got great goaltending last night from Brittany Mowat. Tonight you're going to give Aaron Dieters a chance to play. What do you expect to see out of Dieters?
Oh, she's ready. I mean, it's been a long time for her. I mean, you think about it, she's last played her last high school game in a meaningful game, and so she spends all last year as a redshirt practicing, so no question, she's fired up, she's ready to go, and she deserves it. She's worked hard. She's definitely certainly put her time in, and I think you'll see the girls really, really play hard for her this afternoon.
I know I ran into her. She was getting ready here at the rink, and I asked her how excited she was. She goes, well, it's been 595 days, and I'm like, who's counting, right? So it'll be fun to see her out there.
No question. I think the two most nervous people in the building are going to be Mom and Dad. They made the drive down here, and talked to him yesterday. Dad was pretty nervous. This was last night after the game, so it'll be interesting to see how they handle this.
Any other changes to your lineup today?
Yeah, Alex Bond is going to go tonight. She'll take Emma's spot. Just a freshman. We just want to get her an opportunity to get out there and get some game experience. And certainly Emma played, I thought, very, very well last night. And we have seven defensemen. I think they all are capable of playing, and so we want to give Alex an opportunity.
What's going to be a key to getting a win and the sweep here this weekend?
Well, certainly, again, I think our start is going to be important. I think, certainly Robert Morris is going to be they're going to come at us hard, certainly a very prideful program. I'm sure that last night's game isn't sitting too well, and I'm sure they're anxious to get back on the ice. So for us, it's going to be very important that we start the same way. We want to get off to a great start, try to push the pace. I think we're going to certainly need to be disciplined. We don't want to get into a situation where we're taking a lot of penalties because it's the second game in less than 24 hours. We're going to need all 19 players, 18 skaters are going to be very, very important. So combination of those things, you know, eliminate our turnovers, and I think we'll be fine.
Coach, I understand it is your daughter Bree's 25th birthday. I'm going to give you the mic. Shout out.
Oh, absolutely. Happy birthday, Bree. I don't know if there's anybody more excited about their birthdays than my daughters, but it's Bree's birthday today. It's Jacqueline's birthday tomorrow, so they have a lot of fun with it, and I know it's always a special day. So happy birthday, Bree.
Good luck to you today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
You bet. Thank you.